Walking over, I replied, "No, not yet, but I don't think I'll have much luck in that department. From the looks of it, it's just a bunch of normal families. One of them even has a kid." As I pointed to the house I had seen earlier, my face scrunched to show a look of confusion and surprise. The boy I had seen swinging earlier was still there. He was still swinging under the ambience of the lit-up tree. "Weird. That kid was swinging when we first got here, too," I said to Dan as he looked at his phone. Barely acknowledging my comment, he raised his hand up and mumbled,
"Must be a special ed kid or something."
He walked off, calling more people to invite them to the housewarming party. I turned back to the swinging boy. He couldn't have been swinging this whole time, could he? That night, as planned, we had my housewarming party. It was such a great time. I greeted my friends and cousins as they arrived, handing them all the beverage of their choice. We were outside until around 3 or 4 in the morning when the weather suddenly got cool and it began to drizzle. I would have been willing to stick it out until it passed, but the girls all began to freak out, claiming their hair would frizz, and they all ran inside. Naturally, the guys followed, holding makeshift umbrellas over the girls' heads. I laughed to myself at how hard they were trying to get lucky. I took the opportunity to quickly clean up some of the trash that had accumulated before going inside. I scooped up a bunch of cans and bottles before I turned around and was left in awe. I guess we were all distracted by the music and alcohol to notice earlier, but now, with everyone inside, I saw it. The boy was still outside and on his swing. He was still in the same position and outfit I'd seen him in all day, back turned to me, wearing the same hoodie and gloves. I stood there for a minute, lost in thought, when from behind me I heard a loud,
"Hiya, neighbor."
I jumped and did a quick 180, dropping the trash I'd been carrying.
"Oh, sorry about that, bud. Didn't mean to startle ya,"
laughed an elderly man. He was wearing pajamas and slippers as he held his hand out, waiting for a shake on my end.
"Oh, hello, sir,"
I said as I cleared my throat and shook his hand, collecting my thoughts. He smiled and began to fumble with his hands.
"I hate to be that guy, especially since, you know, you just moved in and everything, but you think you guys can turn down the music a bit? My wife and I are pretty light sleepers, and at this age, we tend to be early risers," he said bashfully.
I smiled and laughed as I put my hand to my face in embarrassment.
"Ah, jeez, I'm sorry, sir. I guess things got a little crazier than planned. I didn't think people would stick around this long."
I really did feel bad. I half expected the man to come out yelling, demanding us to keep it down lest he call the cops. His gentle demeanor was refreshing, and I was more than happy to oblige. I laughed and replied, I'll go let everyone know that they need to stay inside and take it down a notch. I'm Peter, by the way." I shook his hand.
"Pleasure to meet you, Peter. I'm Paul," he said with a grin.
As he smiled, his eyes drifted past mine and towards the swinging boy.
"I assume you've noticed the Langers kid by now, huh?"
asked Paul as he cupped his hands and breathed into them to try to keep warm.
"Yeah," I said as I turned to face him. "What's the deal with him? He's been on that thing all day."
Paul shrugged.
"Not sure. No one really knows the story. He just swings and swings until eventually..."
Paul stopped and his eyes widened.
"Wait, it's happening. Check it out."
I turned around to find the boy had stopped swinging. He sat completely still for a moment before slowly rising from the rubber seat of the swing. He began to shake violently, falling to his knees and scraping the dirt below him. Even from where we were standing, we were able to hear his quick bursts of shrieking and gurgling. I became concerned. Was the boy okay? It looked like he was having an asthma attack or a seizure. I started to run to the boy